Today is Tuesday, July 16th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Personal Chef Day. I always wondered, you know, personal chefs, are they just people who weren't quite good enough to get a job as a chef in a restaurant, and so they just, they're like, well, I'll just hang up a shingle and sell my services as a personal chef. I don't know. Not really sure, but anyway. So, a lot to talk about, and I still did not go through everything and figure out what stuff I was covering on which podcast. So we're just gonna, but hey, I'm back from a trip. We still have some jet lag. It's around 9:53 in the evening, but I actually, Mark and I were both falling asleep on the couch because, you know, we're still 6 hours ahead. And so I'm feeling a little bit sleepy. But this morning I woke up a little early, but not as early as I did the day before. So I think I'm kind of slowly getting back in the correct time. All right. So anyway, talking about the trip. I'm yawning now. I'm talking about the trip. So we played some cards. So we're still traveling at this point. We made it to London and checked into our hotel and everything. And then we had a really good chef's table. And it was, we had a wine pairing and all this food that they brought out. It was really good. But then the next day, probably because of our jet lag going into London or whatever, we woke up late. And there was a knock on the door. And they were like, hey, clean, because we still weren't past checkout time, but it was past the time that we needed to be up and getting ready, because I can't remember exactly what time it was, but I know that we had planned to be up much earlier, and because we had to ride a train, so it just put everything, we had to ride a train to Southampton, which was, the train ride wasn't, but the entire trip was anywhere between an hour, hour and a half, something like that, to walk to the train station, get on the train, yada, yada, like all the stuff we had to do. And I think we had to take a, if I'm thinking about it correctly, I think we had to take the tube or like a subway type train to the actual train station and then get on an over the ground train to go there. But we made it. I mean, we rushed, we got ready, we got repacked, we got showered, everything. We got on the, you know, we got on the train, we got there. And on the train, there was a really cute, nice guy, a really nice guy who happened to be cute as well. And I don't know, he called me mate, how you doing, mate? You know, he was on the train with his girlfriend, so he wasn't gay, but he was really nice. And so then we got there, we got a taxi from the train station to the ship. And, you know, one thing is, so as we were boarding and we got there, it was time to check in. We got there right around the time that we were supposed to check in. They let us in a little bit early, even. They checked our boarding passes, all that kind of stuff, which was on our phone, so that's good. Makes it easy. A lot of stuff now, and this is going to be news to no one, but so much stuff is on your phone now. If we could get the mobile driver's licenses here in Arkansas, I would be so happy about that. But anyway, we started boarding, and if any of you have not taken a cruise, when you're getting on the ship, there's this ramp, and a lot of times, depending on how low the terminal is from the ship or where you're getting on the ship, you'll have several twists and turns. Kind of like when you're hiking on a mountain and you have all these cut switchbacks where you turn, 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 turn to go up. It's kind of like that. It's like a tunnel. And there was this old man in front of us, and he was going so slow, and we had so many turns to take. And Mark was like, oh my God, he's going so slow. We should like totally pass him or something. But I felt like it was rude to pass when boarding somewhere. Like when you're boarding a plane, when you're boarding a ship, when you're boarding something, I feel like it's one of those situations where you're in line, you're behind people, and you can't just go past them. And so I'm like, I told him, I said, I don't think we should pass because I don't think that, I think it's rude. So we didn't, but Mark, he's really impatient. He doesn't like to wait in lines. And so it was just one of those things. So we got all boarded. We got, took all our stuff to the room. When you get on a ship, you leave your big luggage downstairs and they bring it on for you. And so even though we only really had a carry-on size roller bags, each one of us, because we tried to pack as light as we could, we still went ahead and checked those at the terminal so that they could be brought on. So we didn't have our suitcases when we first got on, but we did go to the room. We're able to get into the room, all that kind of stuff. Get settled a little bit, look at our balcony, all that kind of good stuff. And then we decided, oh, the other thing that you do kind of when you're on a cruise is you, well, at least we do this. We go through the cruise compasses, which is basically a list of everything that's going on. And on the ship, and we try to pick out what we're going to do, what restaurants we're going to eat at. We make all the reservations for the restaurant. All of that was able to be done on the phone once we got on the ship. So that was cool. Pick the shows that we want to see and kind of rough, you know, and in the app, you can add stuff to your calendar. So we start doing all of that stuff because we like to have everything planned. It's got to be planned. And anyway, then we decided we were going to have one of the specialty restaurants for dinner. Now, this is Royal. We've already been on, I don't know, at this point, maybe four different Royal Caribbean ships. And so I've eaten at, I think, every restaurant that they have available, or at least most of them. So we were on a kind of a medium-sized ship. They only had three or four specialty restaurants. I think it was four. And they also had a burger place, Johnny Rockets. So those are ones that you have to pay for. They have Izumi, which is sushi and Japanese food. They have Johnny Rockets, which is burgers, fries, and shakes. They have, which is not really Johnny Rockets, you have to pay, but it's not really like a, you know, you don't really want to use your dining package for that because it's not one of the nice restaurants. They have Chopped, which is, or Chops, not Chopped, Chops, which is the steakhouse. They have Jamie's Italian, which is Italian. They have Wonderland, which is kind of a modern restaurant with a Alice in Wonderland theme. Then they have Chef's Table, which is not a restaurant, but they do it in at a table in one of the other restaurants where they bring out, you know, a chef's tasting menu. So we decided to do Japanese the first night. I was like, yeah, that's good, because get that out of the way, because Mark loves Japanese and I don't really. It went fine. The waiter was a little too talkative, and the waiter was Filipino. And so he started talking to Mark in Tagalog or in Filipino. And every time he would leave, Mark was like, oh my God, I wish he would stop talking so much, because he was excited because Mark was also Filipino. So, but he was nice. The food was good. I can't remember. I think I had a teriyaki bowl and some dumplings or something like that. I can't remember exactly, but it was good. So the first night there was a kind of a variety show introducing us to some of the musicians. I could not decide if I liked the trumpet player or not, but I like him, like if I thought he was good. I never know whether it's like jealousy. It's like, oh, he's getting to do his dream job playing trumpet on a cruise ship. Here I am, you know, hating my job, hating my life, whatever. But anyway, so he was all right. They had only one trumpet in their little orchestra. I thought it was cute though. They call their instruments. They had a couple of saxophones, trumpet, trombone. I think that was pretty much it. But they call them the high C's, as in, you know, S-E-A-S, but C's, like high C's, like, a, you know, on a brass instrument, you know, a high C is a high note. So I thought that was cute. We went to the variety show. They had a comedian as kind of the end of the variety show. And there were so many people. He was funny. We really thought he was funny, but there were so many people leaving early. I find it that rude, first of all, to leave in the middle of a performance. And the same thing happens on cruises. I don't know if anyone else has had this experience on a cruise, but at the end of all the shows, the cruise director comes out and kind of gives you an announcement about the next day and what port you're going to be in and all that kind of stuff. And people just get up and start leaving while the cruise director is talking. And they just keep talking as if nobody's getting up and leaving. But I think I find that so rude. Some people are just so rude. And then we went to like a Finish the Lyric contest. One thing I was going to mention is there used to be paper cruise compasses, which have all the events every day, and you would have a new one every day that your cleaner would bring. They moved that to the app. There's no paper copy now. We really didn't like that as much. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.